This is CliffCentral.com.
Let's get into some updates on the week in, among other things, motoring. George Meany's here. Hey, George, the CEO of Auto Trader.
How's it, Gareth?
How are you?
Hey, Ben, my buddy.
Look at that. Hey. He's become a real radio voice. Did you hear that now?
Yeah,
okay. he's very...
He's here a lot, Gareth.
I know. He's been doing the show so long now that he can speak like he's been on radio for a number of years. Now, it sounds good. What's up, George?
So, everybody in this room probably understands what the K53 is.
That's the driver's license.
Yes.
And it's knowing that you must check your rearview mirror and check your side mirror and turn this.
Yeah, all of that stuff. Well,
bullshit.
Government wants to ditch it.
Oh. What are we going to go for?
So they want to introduce, there's a transport policy on the table at the moment, published on the 5th of March, where the government wants to introduce to schools a train-the-trainer scenario where individual teachers begin to teach driving as part of the curriculum.
Well,
there's 12.5 million learners in the country, so
this should
be an interesting thing, but makes sense because the Road Traffic Infringement Agency and the Department of Basic Education have now partnered to help ditch the K53 and bring about the school curriculum that allows learners in schools to learn to drive.
Is that what they do in America?
I think schools, I mean, I'm not entirely sure, but I think schools in the later years have some sort of driver program.
Yeah.
Maybe this mimics that. I'll go and read up on it.
I'm worried because the basic education department can't get anything right. How are they going to get there? We're going to have worse drivers on our road if Angie Mochecha's people are the ones who are going to make sure that this happens or doesn't happen. I mean, I'm terrified of this outcome.
Well, I mean,
the more control you give to the Department of Education, I mean, look, I don't know who's worse, the Department of Education or the Department of Transport. Take your pick.
Well, I think it's a good effort, but I mean, as we've seen, it's very difficult to police the stuff that the government brings about. If anything, they should rather be, and we've been banging on about this in the Auto Central show for months, is visible policing does more than anything else. Just put policemen on the road and make people crap themselves if they're going to cross the line.
Yeah.
And K53 is a structure, so.
Yeah, don't throw something out unless you absolutely know what you're going to put in is better.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're asking for trouble. And we do not need more bad drivers on our roads. And I speak as a bad driver.
Well, one of the things in this policy document is they also want to relook at reevaluating drivers when you renew your license.
Yeah.
Which I think is a good thing.
I don't see a problem with that. Because, especially like old people, they think they can drive forever.
Yeah.
And then they end up causing huge trouble because they're 99 years old and all they do is go and renew their license without retesting.
No, I absolutely agree. My grandmother's a prime example. Her license should have been taken away. I love her too. But a long time ago, but she had a car accident on the highway was in a back brace for about 6 months.
Oh, God, yeah. You don't need that.
I think, I don't know if this is going to help the situation, but... let's see what happens.
Interesting stuff.
Let's see what happens.
Okay.
Then, Elon Musk. Everybody knows Elon Musk. We all love Elon Musk to bits because he's South African. But,
well, he doesn't care about South Africa.
Yeah. I've never seen him tweet anything about South Africa. I wish he would.
He's not proud of being, and we've got to stop thinking that everyone else who's born here cares about it. He's no Charlize Theron. If you ask him about South Africa, he changes the subject. He doesn't like this place. He doesn't like what it did. He was bullied at school. Thinks South Africans are douchebags, and that's why he got out of here as quickly as he could.
Well, I wish he would change that sentiment. Well, but anyway, he runs Tesla and SpaceX, and then he's got a third company called The Boring Company.
Yes.
That bores holes.
That's right. They're building tunnels.
And this boring company had an initiative that was supposed to, well, it is, boring tunnels underneath cities for cars to almost act like a lift and then travel at high speed on these platforms between cities.
Right, it would alleviate traffic, it would make traveling faster. I mean, basically, you'd get on the platform, you wouldn't have to drive. The platform would move at a very fast speed between San Francisco and LA.
Yeah.
And you'd be able to cover a distance that would normally on the road and with traffic take you 2-3 hours, and you could do it in 40 minutes.
Yes, at 250 kilometers per hour. Now, that initiative was aimed at current road users or current drivers and not at pedestrians and cyclists. So they've changed this strategy to focus on pedestrians and cyclists, where the car won't be lowered into the tunnel, but now they've actually got buses or platforms that can take pedestrians and cyclists.
Cyclists and buses, two of the things. If we could just get rid of them, we'd make the world better. Buses.
You know that the Geneva Motor Show is on the go at the moment.
Yes, tell me about that, because you've been there a couple of times, right?
Well, no, I haven't actually been to the Geneva Motor Show.
I thought you had.
Show.
I thought
no,
you went to these things all the time.
Not to the Geneva. I go to the other stuff.
So what do they unveil in Geneva?
A lot of concept stuff, and that's probably why it doesn't really – I mean, I don't like concept stuff because a lot of it doesn't come to market. And,
classic car tease.
Yeah.
It's
not, you know, I mean, it's great and I follow it, but it's a lot of concept stuff. So it's on until the 18th of March. Uh-huh. But what they have at the Geneva Motor Show at the moment is the first production road and air legal flying car.
Yay!
Looks like that.
Oh, I've wanted one of those for the longest time. Is that, who's that, developed by Müller?
This podcast isn't ending anytime soon.
So
this is Gareth's favorite thing in the whole world.
It's developed by a Dutch company called PAL-V.
Okay.
And it's not too far-fetched. As a matter of fact, it's actually out there. And the reason why it's not too far-fetched is because it contains two motors. It contains a regular car motor, and it contains a Rotax engine, which is currently in airplanes at the moment, in light aircraft. Hmm. And it acts like a gyrocopter. Are you familiar with gyrocopters?
Yes, gyros. A very, very interesting way to travel.
Very interesting way to travel. So what this
sort of like a little light helicopter.
Yes.
You don't even have a cockpit. It's just kind of you're exposed.
And the way a gyrocopter works, it's constantly in what's called auto-rotate mode, which a helicopter has to get into if the engine fails, whereas gyrocopter is constantly in auto-rotate mode. And these propellers fold back. And the propeller that propels you forward is folded in. And if you want to turn it into a flying machine, you have to get out and extend these
propellers.
So
in other words, it wouldn't help you on the N1 in bumper-to-bumper traffic?
No.
But it does also sound ungainly. It sounds like it looks shit.
Well, yeah, well.
It doesn't look great.
It doesn't look great. It's not aesthetically pleasing.
Yeah,
at all.
Mean, you want something so high tech that these rotors pop out and automatically, you know, you want it to be really, really smart so you don't have to be embarrassed.
Exactly. This thing looks a bit ugly.
If you flew this around, you'd be embarrassed.
It's called the Liberty, which isn't an exactly exciting name either.
No. All right, but at least they're making some progress.
They are.
I'm excited about this.
And then lastly, at the Geneva Motor Show as well, is Goodyear's concept oxygen tire.
Wow.
Which takes moss.
Yeah.
And the moss is a living organism inside the tire, absorbs CO2 and puts out oxygen.
Really?
And this has already apparently been tested.
Without light?
It is genetically hacked.
Oh, okay.
So, the University of Georgia has demonstrated that this actually works.
Hmm.
So they say if Paris had these tires on all of their cars, it would remove 4,000 tons of CO2 each year out of the atmosphere.
I'm all for it. Who would be against it?
Exactly, because even electric cars have to have tires.
I like that very much.
And that's it for the week, Gareth.
Thank you, George. Always nice to see you on a Friday because it means the weekend is here and you always give us some useful and interesting info. And you can catch all the more of this, if you like it, on Auto Central, which is live Monday morning at 10 o'clock. Yeah, 10 o'clock. All right, so don't miss that. That's with George Meany and the rest of the team, Chad and everybody else, because you often have guests in there as well. Tyron's there. It's a party. If you care about motoring, if you care about cars, if you care about our roads in South Africa and all the stories that affect you, then you need to go and listen to that show. And download the podcast and you can hear all the previous shows. They're all evergreen because the kind of things that they're talking about are things that are very much in our daily lives. So go and listen to Auto Central, and thank you to George Meany, the CEO of Auto Trader.
This is CliffCentral.com.